Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Frien. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Harris. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Paul. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paul. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball four. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski takes first base on ball four. McAuliffe moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley bunts towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. McAuliffe moves to third. Trusiewski moves to second. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Trusiewski scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is walked intentionally. Frien moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball four. Frien moves to third. Horton moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Hall reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up towards first. Frien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball towards center. Hall settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hall. McAuliffe moves to third. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trusewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Frien hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-1 in the game. McLean strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trusewski hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. May reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Stanley moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Horton is walked intentionally. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Price hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Price reaches second base with a double. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-2 in the game. McLean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Price moves to third. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Price scores. McLean moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-2, Tigers. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trusiewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLean scores. It's 9-2, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Hal Kurtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtz strikes out. Two outs. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Horton reaches second base with a double. Freehan moves to third. Wayne Comer pinch runs for Willie Horton. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt is hit by the pitch. Ray Euler pinch runs for Don Wirt. Billy Rohr now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Northrup hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 13-2, Tigers. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Price takes first base on ball 4. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Price moves to second. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Price scores. It's 14-2, Tigers. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trasuski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Harris scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Comer now playing left field. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Dick Trasuski now playing third base. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Suarez now catching. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Duke Sims now playing first base. Willie Smith now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Comer. Brown reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Billy Harris now playing third base. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 8 RBIs. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Price hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McLean hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup, who is chasing the ball. Harris reaches third base with a triple. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harris tags and scores. One out. It's 14-3, Tigers. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suarez moves to second. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trzaski hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Frien hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Frien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.